Shows up, sir.
As soon as he hears the signal.
I heard the signal. I was halfway back to Texas, heard the signal, came back.
Just turned
thank God I did, because it reminded me I have the rest of the week of training camp.
Yeah,
so
you turned the plane around and got right back here in time.
You damn hell straight.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be on with you guys. It was an excellent team dinner last night.
It was very, very
delicious.
Fun. I'm a little disappointed, though, although I understand. Uh-oh. I do understand the process that you're thinking. I need Gordon on the dessert wall. I need you to order like three or four different ones so you can have four different spoons and you're just working them like a puppet master.
Yeah, it seemed like everyone was shocked and turned to me when she came around asking for our dessert orders, and everyone seemed to be putting one in. And then it gets to me and I say, yeah, no dessert.
No dessert.
Y'all act like the whole world was broken.
No, it is. I don't know who you are anymore.
There was a total glitch.
I think that's the way I've done things in the past 5 years. I don't think you're recognizing that.
Man, I don't.
That's kind of wild.
I don't recognize you. I didn't get it.
Yeah, I've got to quit sugar. Sugar's a bad addiction.
It is.
And I love desserts way too much, and I feel better when I don't eat them.
Just your whole, your whipped cream intake.
I know. Whipped cream is the greatest thing ever.
Probably, what an interesting statement.
Seriously, man. It's
your whipped cream intake.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
I don't even understand people that don't have a sweet tooth. Like, I know people close to me. I'm just not a big dessert person.
He really doesn't have a sweet tooth, Matt.
Well, but Matt probably does it because he watches what he eats. He's pretty particular about his diet. But I'm talking about the people who are not particular about their diet. They just don't really like sweet things.
Yeah.
That seems crazy to me.
Yeah, me too. Because I definitely have one.
To me, the two major food groups are butter and whipped cream.
Butter and whipped cream.
Like I love tons of butter on things.
Jeez.
And I like whipped cream. Tons of whipped cream on things.
It was funny last night when we were putting in our order for appetizers, and Kat kind of said, well, you know, we'll have some for the table. And
Kat ordered three Fundido queso Funditos.
But then Gordon put his hand up like he's in class looking to be called, like, I'm going to need my own here.
I ordered my own queso Fundido.
You had a big pot right in front of you.
So
just going
what's the name of the place we're at? Rumblefish?
Run E Vino.
Rumfish in Vino.
E. Okay. Rumfish E Vino.
Rumfish. Oh, E Vino.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
It's Rumfish and Wine. Is.
Gotcha. And so that was the first place I had ever tried that queso fundido many years ago when we were out here. And I thought that was one of the best things I'd ever had in my life. So I knew that I was going to plow through an entire one of those. And I didn't want to be accused of eating.
Hogging
one of the communal ones. So that's why I had to get my own.
Man, their appetizers there are fantastic. Because the little octopus, whatever that was awesome.
I got to be honest, I was full by the time my entree hit the table. Because
I was a little bit too. I was like, man.
We had so many great appetizers. But what a great scene out here. We actually ate outdoors, which I know, Donnie, you were offended by because.
Very offended.
You are not an al fresco eater.
I'm not. I do not like eating outside.
Why?
You have to. A lot of things you have to deal with when you're eating outside.
Like what?
Flies.
There were no flies.
There were no flies.
Next.
Huh. I don't even remember that. People.
That happens inside. Right. Next.
But last time we had the room to the side, it was just us in there, and that's great. You know, you're covered. You don't have to worry about lemons falling on your
head.
Okay,
let's eat it when we eat in that room. Really?
It's too crowded and loud and echoey. And eating out up under the lemon trees and the beautiful dusk night air.
It was
just wonderful.
Yeah, you have to deal with the elements. It's chilly out there,
there were
man.
No elements that, wasn't that made
chilly?
It uncomfortable.
Whoa, what
You're
is
weird?
That? Is that a horsefly? You are weird.
You're just flat out weird.
I'm weird.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to be completely naked when you sit on the toilet.
Right.
That's not weird. That's comfortable.
That isn't. Facts. No, it's weird.
It's strange.
Because
You're strange
you disrobe in another room, don't you, and lay them out on your bed like a. Like a person that's been vaporized and taken.
Slide flat.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. And if I'm not in that big of a hurry, I may just fold them up.
Gosh, that's so weird. And then you walk naked into the bathroom to open their bomb doors.
It's three steps. I'm in my house by myself. Who cares?
Yeah, it's just well. The other element of that is, don't you always have to go back to your house to do this because you won't do it in a public restroom?
Home base. You have to go home base. Like my house is the hotel. I'm fine in there.
Yeah, no problem. I hope so. Otherwise, you'd be in trouble.
Pretty
this
stopped
week.
Up. If that's not the case, but yeah, home base. You have to go. You have to have home field advantage when it comes to that.
And you can't eat outside.
I don't like to. I mean, I had to last night.
Right.
I wanted to be with my friends.
All right. What's another weird
quirk? I didn't have a choice.
He writes checks constantly.
Yeah, that is another weird thing. You still write checks.
Like instead of paying bills online, here in the 2025, he pretends it's 1987.
Hang on. I do pay bills online. I don't pay all of them online.
Why which not? Is weird. That's weird.
Because sometimes you need to. What? I don't know.
You can't even make one up. You just do it unthinkingly. You don't have a good reason.
And see, now I'm a little disappointed because I did pay my car off, and that's one of the bills I send a check in every month for my car note. And now it's paid off, so I don't. That's one less check I have to write, and I'm.
How many years you pay on that car?
5.
Okay.
That's
not bad.
60 checks you got to write.
But you, because you bought it new.
I did.
Yeah, you know, now car loans, I mean, you can get them out to like 7 years, 8 years.
That's crazy.
Right. But no, I've only purchased one car used. Every car that we've gotten, my whole life, I was about to say, you know, but no, the very first car I got was brand new. It had like 7 miles on it.
Yeah, I think I usually buy used.
And I know a lot of people will, like my good buddy, he will not buy a new car. And hey, to each his own, but we drive them until they can't ride anymore. So just get everything out of it. I've put no less than 130,000 miles on each car that I've had.
Yeah, you
no less
ride
than
them
that.
To the wheels fall
yeah, man.
Off.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't have to write a check for that anymore, and I'm very disappointed. Maybe I'll go get a new car so I can write checks to pay the car note.
Okay, so here's
I miss it so much.
Here's another thing that I want to know about you, Donnie. When was the last time you were clean shavened?
Oh, boy.
Because I have a hard time even remember. I don't know when the last time I saw you or even a picture of you without facial hair.
It had to have been high school. Last time my yearbook picture, I don't have any facial hair. I think that's the last time. I think I started growing the mustache when I got to college.
Was it a full mustache, or was it like the little Prince,
like a
pencil thin
Michael Jordan?
Yeah, well, no, I'm not a Michael Jordan.
No, it was full. By the time I got to college, I had mustache. It may have been a little thin, but it wasn't the Prince pencil thin. But then that I've never, like I think right before the pandemic, I shaved my entire face just to see what it looks like. We knew we weren't going anywhere, and it's going to grow back in a week.
Did you take some pictures of it?
Oh, I feel like I did.
You need to go back in your photo roll, and you need to tweet that out.
Okay, I'll try and find that.
Because I want to see you with no facial hair.
Yeah, I'll look.
So I was 30. I was thinking of this recently, because I don't know that I have ever gotten a professional to shape my beard. So I don't know if I do my beard properly. Hmm. Like, do you guys, like, obviously you guys shape your beards, I think, a lot more than I shape mine.
Yeah, I trim mine up. Like, I'll let it grow for a couple weeks and then trim it down, and I try a little bit. I've had it shaped before.
Yeah.
But it makes me really nervous because I'm afraid, what if they mess up or do something wrong? And I don't like it.
And see, I don't go down as far as you go down on your beard. That sounded bad. Yours is it's not a chin strap beard, but it's a little bit lower than mine.
Yeah,
mine goes up higher on my chin.
My hair doesn't really grow that high up.
And Donnie, you shave your upper mustache is trimmed down.
I do, yeah.
And you really shape your beard coming down here.
Well, I have to because if I let it go, man, I would have hair really close to
up your eyeballs,
close to my nose, and
like
everything.
Chaka from Land of the Lost.
So we had a photo session a couple of weeks ago. So that's the one time I went to the barbershop. It's been a long time since I've been to the barbershop, and I had my barber shape my beard. So I try to keep you know, his line as long as I possibly can. But you can tell, you'll be able to tell if I mess up, because I like my beard a little bit higher like you. Mm-hmm. And if I mess up shaping it, it'll go down and down and down to where it's definitely almost a chin strap beard because I messed up. But then I let it grow for a week and a half, 2 weeks, and it's right back. I am a hairy man.
I'm so glad.
Except for the top of my head.
I'm so glad that beards came back in style.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, I wouldn't even care if they didn't. I was going to always have one.
I always wanted to have one. And now I do.
It was my dream. My dad had a beard.
I wanted a beard so bad. And my brother could grow one way before I could. And I tried in my 20s. And it really wasn't until I was in my later 30s that I could grow anything of substance, which is random. I don't know why.
I wonder if women's is like beards. Or do they just tolerate them?
I think the ones that I talk to.
Well, yeah, I know. Like I've been forbidden to get rid of my beard. Yeah.
Me too. I have, because I don't know because it'll make me look really young.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, but yeah, she says no, you can't cut it. I was like, it will grow back. And then one time I just went with the mustache. I definitely can find that picture. It was just
she
mustache.
Hated that?
No, it looked terrible. I looked like a cop. I didn't want to look like a cop.
I tried to grow because.
What's wrong with a cop?
I don't want to look like one.
No?
Why not?
Because.
Okay, that conversation went nowhere.
Do you ever try to grow like a,
you think that's
a longer
reason?
Beard? Like a not a ZZ Top beard, but bigger.
I grew mine out, and I ought to find that picture because I look.
I tried, Nick.
I want to look good with a longer beard, but I just don't think I did.
I couldn't do it. Like, it became very scraggly once it got too far, and it was horrible.
I went James Harden route. Remember that?
Yeah.
I went 11 months without cutting it. And it grew, man. It was big.
Man, if I did that,
okay,
mine would be.
Okay, will you please post all these evolutions of your facial hair?
Killer. I want a beard like Killer, but I can't do that. My beard won't grow like that.
I know. Killer has an epic. He has like a Socrates kind of wise. Yes, old Greek
he has a great beard.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I don't know if I can get away with that though. That's a lot of hair. That's a lot. Yeah, I have to find a picture of
you. Can't
there.
Hear you.
I said I get it groomed.
Still can't hear you.
Can you hear you, but we can't hear you?
Nobody knows what's happening.
Aren't you
I don't know. You
engineer.
May be
We heard him.
Right. It's too late.
It is. But happy football. Happy football and welcome.
Thank all right, you. Thank you. Thank you. Put up the signal.
Yes, sir.
There it is. All right. Yeah. It's four guys with beards.
That's right.
Just right here in this tent. This is how we run things, man.
Bearded state.
Good name for a brewery. Four Beards Brewery.
Yeah, or a burger place. Yeah. Another guy.
Yeah.
Five guys. Five beards. Burger place.
I don't know if that's quite the name.
Oh, I got so close.
I don't know if I want to eat that.
Even better.
Killer hanging over the grill while he's frying up the burger. Facial hair.
Mix it up everything. What is that?
All right. Winkle beard hanging down in the patty.